Hi and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and India is dealing with a standoff with China at the line of actual control, with at least 20 Indian soldiers reported to have martyred in the face-off. With that, India registered the highest ever spike of over 2,000 COVID-19 fatalities, pushing the country's death toll to over 11,900. This is almost five times the number that were reported previously on the previous day, because we never exceeded 300 to 400 deaths per day. But this is an increase of 2,000 that we are talking about. The current case fatality rate in India is over 5%. It has gone up. Also, the cases are over 354,000 in India if we talk about confirmed COVID-19 infections. Maharashtra has recorded the maximum number of COVID-related deaths in the country, over 1,400 in 24 hours. Although India's recovery rate overall has improved to 52.8%, we are talking about curing of 186,934 patients from the total reported cases. Odisha will set up COVID care homes in all 6,700 gram panchayats. 56% people are testing positive in the Bengal migrant workers. So the government has now urged private hospitals to increase beds for COVID-19 patients. Maharashtra government on Wednesday also demanded from the center that treatment drugs like remdesivir and tocilizumab in large quantity and at reasonable rate. So Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope has said that the state wants the center to provide an additional 500 ventilators for the treatment of coronavirus positive patients. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Chief Minister has inaugurated 1,000-bed COVID-19 hospital in Thane. Some important announcements came in from the Supreme Court. It has sought response from the centre on a plea that is seeking a direction that all the contributions made for COVID-19 pandemic by individuals and institutions should be credited to the National Disaster Response Fund rather than the PM CARES Fund. So the PIL alleged that the center has been refraining from, providing information and transparency on the money that has been contributed to the fund till date. Pay full salaries to healthcare workers or get punished is what the Apex Court has said. So basically, in case a doctor or healthcare worker doesn't get paid full salary, the case will be treated as an offense under Section 188 of the Indian Penal Code and the Disaster Management Act. The Supreme Court today also asked the center to issue directions to states for payment of salaries and providing necessary quarantine facilities to doctors and healthcare workers who are engaged in treating COVID patients. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today has said that just 3 months back, there was a shortage of PPE kits and diagnostic kits across the world. In India too, we had very limited stock because we were completely dependent on imports. But today, more than 1 crore PPE kits and equal number of N95 masks have reached the states. Today, there was a meeting of the Prime Minister with the chief ministers of the states, also an all-party meeting to discuss the standoff at the border. Let's come to Delhi. Aap's Atishi and Akshay Marathe has tested positive for COVID-19. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has also isolated himself after he complained of symptoms last week. He had tested negative for the virus. Meanwhile, Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain, who was also admitted to a hospital after running a high-grade fever and complaining of breathing issues, he was tested negative, but now again a test has been conducted to make sure. Delhi to reduce COVID-19 testing price to ₹2,000 to ₹2,500 as per reports. As per ICMR advisory, the move will be followed. The railways has deployed over 500 isolation coaches in Delhi at 9 stations after Union Minister Amit Shah made the announcement as part of measures to contain the coronavirus pandemic. AIIMS is conducting a pilot study to assess the effect of low-dose radiation therapy in alleviating symptoms of pneumonia in coronavirus-infected patients. Dr. D.N. Sharma, head of the Radiation Oncology Department at AIIMS and the principal investigator of the research project, has said that 2 COVID patients who were on oxygen support were given the therapy last Saturday and their condition has improved since then. ICSC and ISC students say that they are being forced to write exams as per a report. So the Council for the Indian School Certificate Examinations gave two options to the students. Either sit for the pending board exams in July or be graded based on their internal assessments or pre-boards. A total of 1.68 crore fast tags have been issued across the country till the beginning of May 2020. And the National Highways Authority of India has said in a statement that fast tags not only prove useful now, but would be more practical and beneficial in the coming times post-COVID-19 lockdown. Because there is no contact directly at tolls in terms of exchange of currency, fast tags are actually proving to be very beneficial. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. Globally, there have been over 81.9 lakh confirmed COVID cases. At least 4.4 lakh people have died so far. The United States, Brazil, Russia, followed by India and UK are the most affected in this order. But now the US death toll in the pandemic has exceeded the one from World War I. We are talking about that COVID patients have died more than the American service members who died in World War I. The current pandemic mortality tally at the US, as per John Hopkins, reached over 116,000 yesterday. It is as per the figures that AP has given that in World War I, it was around 116,516. But in the pandemic, it is around 116,526. The emergencies chief of the World Health Organization said that he fully expects China to share the genetic sequence from the resurgence of coronavirus that have been recently noticed in Beijing, even though they haven't shared it yet. A vaccine against the coronavirus pandemic by CureVac could be on the market in mid-2021 as per the German company. Beijing cannot rule out the possibility that the number of COVID cases in the city will stay at current levels for some time. As per officials, we are looking at Beijing Disease Control Authority numbers. The epidemic is still growing in the city. Beijing has moved on a war footing today, cancelling hundreds of domestic flights and trains while ramping up the mass testing of 90,000 people to stem the spread of the virus. There are over 31 new COVID cases, pushing the tally to over 137. Indonesia has reported 1,031 new COVID cases, taking the total to over 41,400, overtaking Singapore with the highest number of cases in Southeast Asia. The Health Ministry official has said that 45 more deaths were reported, taking the total fatalities to over 2,276. Indonesia has the highest coronavirus death in East Asia outside of China. World Health Organization has said that it was moving to update its guidelines on treating people with COVID-19 to reflect results of a clinical trial that showed a cheap common steroid can save critically ill patients. So the trial results announced yesterday showed dexamethasone used since the 1960s to reduce inflammation in diseases such as arthritis have cut the death rates by around a third among the most severely ill COVID patients admitted to the hospital. So it's a ray of hope that we are looking at. Meanwhile, UK has approved the use, looking at the evidence of, that low doses of the steroid can improve COVID-19 survival. Coronavirus cases in Pakistan have crossed the 150,000 mark, death toll over 2,900. Filtering capacity of face mask is adversely affected by repeated coughing, is what a study has said. Meanwhile, Dubai has registered a rise in recovery rate and decline in identified cases. China and Russia were using the heightened anxiety around the coronavirus pandemic to undermine Western democracies by spreading disinformation online, is what Australia's foreign minister has said. We are looking at disinformation contributed to a climate of fear and division when the world needed cooperation and understanding. Also, disagreements between Russia and other countries over the role of the WHO have delayed a meeting of the UN Security Council, as per a report by Reuters. New Zealand will trace 320 close contacts of virus pair who stopped to meet friends. So basically, international reports are telling us that New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called in military to enforce border controls after two women who had travelled to UK and had come back were allowed to leave quarantine early, and later they were tested positive and they had met their close friends. Germany will extend a ban on large events until at least the end of October due to the coronavirus pandemic. As per reports, citing a document prepared for a meeting of Chancellor Angela Merkel, it means that mass gatherings are off the table. It includes festivals and fairs because of the risk of resurgence. With that, some of the other stories that you would like to read. Apple has facilitated an Indian origin student for developing a COVID-19 social distancing simulator. So find out more on that on the Money Control website and app. Also, you can tune in to our latest Rajneeti episode where Keertana Tiwari talks to columnist Rajiv Sharma to get an expert's perspective on the India-China standoff which has taken place in the backdrop of COVID-19. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all suggestions and feedbacks, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today. See you tomorrow.